Chapter 1, Section 6, The Strategy Cycle. I was clearly clueless, but at least I had found five factors that I wanted to use to fix our strategy, though I had no idea how to do this. But that presented another problem. What order matters? Is climate more important than landscape? Maybe leadership is more important than purpose? Is there a strict order in which we move through these things? At least, we had our purpose, even though it was a bit sucky. That crumb of comfort didn't last long. The best way I've found to think about this problem is with the game of paintball. You start off with a purpose, maybe it's to capture the flag in a building. The next step is to understand the landscape and the obstacles in your path. Naturally, a bunch of newbies will tend to charge out onto the field of battle without understanding their landscape. The consequences are usually a very quick game. Assuming you understand the landscape, then you might determine a strategy of covering fire with a ground assault against the target. You will apply some form of doctrine, i.e. breaking into two small teams. Then you will act. Chances are, during the course of the game, then the climate will change, you will come under fire. At this point, doctrine kicks in again. The group leading the ground assault might dive for cover whilst the other group returns fire. Your purpose at this point will change. It might become to take out the sniper in the building that is firing at you. You will update your map. Even if it's a mental one, noting where the sniper is. A new strategy is formed. For example, one group might provide suppressing fire whilst the other group flanks the opponent. And so you will act. The point of this example is to demonstrate three things. First, the process of strategy is not a linear process but an iterative cycle. The climate may affect your purpose, the environment may affect your strategy, and your actions may affect all. Second, acting is essential to learning. Lastly, your purpose isn't fixed, it changes as your landscape changes and as you act. There is no core, it's all transitional. Nokia's purpose today is not the same as when the company was a paper mill. I could see my last atom of business sanity disappear in a puff. I started to think about all those projects we had dismissed as not being core. What if they were instead our future? The best way I've found to cope with this cycle is through the work of the Mad Major himself, the exceptional John Boyd. In order to understand the process of air combat, John Boyd developed the OODA loop. This is a cycle of observe the environment, orient around it, decide and then act. In figure 7 below, I've married together both Sun Tzu and John Boyd to create a strategy cycle. See figure 7, the strategy cycle. For more details. Now, it's worth remembering where I was back in 2004. I had a purpose which wasn't static despite my belief it was. I was jumping to strategy whilst ignoring landscape, climate and doctrine. I was using storytelling to communicate with the entire group. I had no mechanism of learning. I was simply copying secrets of success from others combined with magic frameworks such as SWOTs, and then I was acting upon it. Our strategy was a tyranny of action statements without any inkling about position and movement, but instead built upon gut feel and core. If there was a way to get things more wrong, I haven't found it since and I was the CEO. However, we were doing well, and the one thing I had in my favor was that I understood how little I knew about strategy. I set out to fix this, and the first thing I needed was a map.